this and he didn't know himself. So says Rav Onan, Braisa lo shmile. He didn't hear this Braisa. Rashi says, Rav Onan, the lo yoda b'hai minai oma Braisa liyil, lo yave shmile the lifshut mino. As Rav Onan did not learn the Braisa before, therefore he was not able to know on which one Mashmul said it's Chayzer, which one he said it's not Chayzer. Navi midi Shmuel, if you want to say Nami Shmuel. Rashi says, like Vim Toyno, Livsha midi Shmuel, the Yoma Eina Machura Kolikar, Alma Kivan the Lav Necheru Moyes Chayzen. Like, why aren't you pushing it from what Shmuel says himself? That Shmuel says, if you sell your field on Yovel, so Shmuel says, Eina Machura Kolikar. So Rashi says, Vim midi Shmuel Mimai, the Eina Machura, O Moyes Chayzen, how do you know Shmuel means to say? The sale doesn't take place, and the money is returned to the one that gave the money. No, that alone wouldn't be a proof. Dilma, maybe all Shmuel meant to say was, ain't the mechura, true. If you buy somebody's fields on Yovel, you gave the money to Reuven to buy his field, so Shmuel says the sale doesn't take place. On Yovel, you can't go and buy fields. But maybe your moyus mataninu, but maybe the fact you gave your money to this person to buy the field, you gave it to the mocher to sell him, you meant to give him a present now. Maybe that's what Shmuel meant. And we have such a locha like this. Midi dehevet, just like HaMekadesh es HaChoysoi, if somebody marries his sister. The Yitma would learn like this. HaMekadesh es HaChoysoi, somebody goes to a sister and gives the money Kedushin, gives her a ring. So Rav Amarav says, Moyes Choysoi. And the locher is, we know the Gedushin is not chal, you can't marry your sister, therefore the money is returned. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, Moyes Matana, that the money is a present. In other words, a person knows that he can't marry his sister, so why is he giving her the money? We say he means to give her a present. So maybe here also that was the Pshan Shmuel. If you buy somebody's field on Yovel and you give him money, true, the sale does not go through, but maybe the money you gave him, he has a right to keep it. So that wouldn't be a clear pshat, which one before Mashmul said, Moyes Choysers. Omalei Abaye the Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye is Kashanat Rabbi Yosef. Shana Kashan the Mishnah really. My Chodit the Kansin in Lulokeach, Niknesel Amoicher. We just learned if a master sells his Eved Kanani to another Jew living in Chutz Loretz, so there's a Kanas now that the second master that bought the Eved has to let him go free. So in putting a kanas upon the one that bought the Yevid, he has to let him go free. So the question is, why do we make the kanas upon the one that bought it? Why don't we make the kanas the one that sold it? That the one that sells it has to give the money back like. Or Malaysa, he answered back, Lavak vora ganef, elachura ganef. It's not the mice that's the ganef, but it's the hole. Like when the mice goes and steals something, he runs right away to the hole. So because he has a place to put it, that's why he steals. See, also, the second one is, since you have a person to sell it to, it's the one that took it, he's the ganef. Omalev, he said back still, Ilav akvara churi minole. Like, if not for the mice, if not for the mouse, the one that stole it, what does the whole know about it? See, also, if not for the one that sold it, why is the one that receives it, why is he the kanas? So Mara says, still it's mistavrits a svara, heicha diika isura osram kantinen. The place where the Yisr is, that's where we make the Kanas. So since right now, after the sale, this Eved is found by the Lokeach and Chutzlar, it's the one that bought him, therefore we put the Kanas upon him, he has to just lose his money and free the Eved. Now the Gemara says, Ahu Avdo the Orek Mechutzaloretz Lieretz. A certain Eved Kanani ran away from Chutzlaretz in Teretz Yisrael. So also Mori Abasroi, so the master now ran after his effort to try and get him back to Chutz Loretz. His osla came to Rabbami, so he went in front of Rabbami. Omule, he said like this, Nichtav l'chor shtar ademei. You should know, let the Yevid write to you a shtar of his value. In other words, let the Yevid say, I'll pay you my value. The cost of like Gita the Cherusa, even though right now the Yevid doesn't have any money, and he's not going to pay him right now, so he doesn't go out free with the Kesef, but still, he's mechayiv himself, the Yevid, that whenever he does get the money, he'll pay him. But right now, the master should free him, give him a get the cherusei. That's what he told him. V'loy, and if you're not going to do this, then mafkon alei minoch min the Rabbi Achab, Rabbi Yashia. I'll make Yevid go away free anyway, and you won't get even the money back from Yevid. from the din of Rabacha Rabbi Yashia. What's his halacha? The Tanya would run like this. The pasuk says, "Lo yeshvu b'yartzcha pen yachtiyah v'yischoli." You're not allowed to let people from the seven nations live in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe though you'll do averus because of them. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, "V'yoyvei kechavim shekibul olov sheloy lavur averus kechavim makosu medaber." Maybe the pasuk is talking about a goy that accepted upon himself not to worship avodah zarah. Still, maybe you're not allowed to keep him in Eretz Yisrael. Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says, "Lo yisaskar eved el adoinov." That you're not allowed to return an eved to his master. Hashayinotzel alecha, that runs to you to try and save himself. Meyim adoinov, from his master. So, my takanosoi, what are we supposed to do in case where an eved runs to you? What are we supposed to do? Is imcho yeshu bekirbcho? He's supposed to stay and live by you. In other words, if an Eved Kanani like runs away and he comes to you, you're supposed to let him live by you. So now, the kashna of Rabbi Yashiv, Yashiv has a kasha here. Hai mayim adoinov, from his master. If it's talking about a goy, it should have said mayim aviv, from his father miboylei. Should have said if the goy runs away from his father to go to you. Ela, therefore, Rabbi Yashiv says, what's pshan this posik? Ela amar Rabbi Yashiv. We're talking about if somebody sells his Eved Kanani. First they were living in Eretz Yisrael, and now he sells the Eved to Chutz Loretz. So somebody living in Chutz Loretz. And still, the Kashler, the Rabach of Rabbi Yashia. He still had a Kash in this Pasuk. So therefore, we're not talking about Stam Agoy, we're talking about an Eved. So that's why it says, Me'im Adonav, from his master. Like he's going away from his master. But still, the kash lele rabachab Rabbi Yashi, still had a kasha here. Haya she yinotzel elecho, that he comes to save himself by you, ah she yinotzel meyimcho miboylei, from you, it should have said. Shrashi, ah she yisparish meyimcho, means menerat yisrael lohaitzi lechutz loretz, like he's leaving from you. Like the case is where he was in Eretz Yisrael before, and now the master is selling it to chutz loretz. So he's saving himself like from you. So what is the pasuk talking about? Elo amar Rabacha. Rabacha says like this. Elo amar Rabacha Rav Yashia. Be eved sheborach mechutz loretz loretz akos medaber. We're not talking about where the master sells him. But the eved himself. First the eved was never knani by a Jew living in America. And then he ran away to Eretz Yisrael. Medaber. And still the pasuk says not to return him but let him stay there. So that's what we told him, make sure, like, leave it this way, that the Eved at least will pay you his money. Because if you're not going to take this and free him, I'll let him be free anyway from this pasuk here, that when an Eved runs away to Eretz Yisrael, we're supposed to keep him there. And Tanya, that we learned another price like this. The pasuk says, Lo yisaskar Eved el adoinov. Don't return an Eved to his master. So Rabbi says, Eved al medaber. The pasuk is talking about if you buy this Eved Kanani, but you made a condition with him, al manas shall be meshacher him. So therefore, the pasuk is telling us now that Bezdin has to be careful and watch this person to make sure he doesn't work with him, but let him go out free the way he said he would do it. Heichidam, what's the case talking about? Amr Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, the cost of lehochi, that the master wrote to his Eved like this. That he didn't buy the Eved Kanani yet, but before he goes to buy the Eved, he tells the Eved that when I will buy you for an Eved, I'm like freeing you right now. You become freed from right now. So this is the case, this goes according to Rameyashita, that all the Makhdadavashal Balayurlam, so it means something what you're saying. Therefore, the Maisa later, when you do buy this Eved, the Lacher is he's supposed to go free. So therefore, Leisask Eved El Adonov means Bezdin has to watch over now that this Eved should not go back to his master, but rather this Eved should be free. Rav Chizda the Gemara says, Orek Le'avda Levekusoi. Rav Chizda's Eved ran away Levekusoi. Rashi says, Chutz Loretzi. Rav Chizda Namin Bevovel Hevi. Rav Chizda was living in Bovel, so his Eved ran away from one city to another city. Sholachlu, so there's no halacha to let him go free. He didn't go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz, so the opposite. So he has the right to get him back. So Sholach Lu, so Rav Chisda sent to the people there, Ahadru Nali, give him back to me. Sholchulei, so they sent back to Rav Chisda the people there, Kusoy Mashma, they wanted to keep him. So Rav Chisda sent back, no, Sholchulei, the people sent back, Loisasker Ever El Adoinov. The Pasuk says, no, we can't give back an Ever to his master. So Sholachlei, so Rav Chisda sent back to them. But the Pasuk says, V'chein sasa l'chamoroi, V'chein sasa l'simloisoi, V'chein tasa l'chol aveda sachicha. That the mitzvah is hashavas aveda. If somebody lose something, if you lose it, no matter what it is, there's a mitzvah to give it back. Zeros, like my Yevid ran away from me, I lost my Yevid, there's a mitzvah to give it back to me. And Sholachlei, so he sent back, but still, V'chein the Pasuk says, V'chein el Eved al Adonov. So, but the Pasuk says here by Neved, we don't have to return the Yevet to his master. So the Chizda said back, no, Shochi Luhu, Hahu be Eved Sheborach Mechutzalor Oretz Loretz. The Pasuk is talking about if the Eved was first living in Chutzloretz, and he ran away in Teretz Yisrael, then there's a mitzvah to let him stay there, not to send him back. Uki Rabach of Rabbi Yashiel, like the Pasuk says before. But over here, that it was just from one city to another city in Chutzloretz, Rav Chisda has a right to get his Eved back. Umayish, you know, the Gemara says, the Sholach Lu Medrabach of Rabbi Yashiya, how come we only send it back from his Drosha? Why not from the other man, the Yom, that's a different Drosha? So Morin says, Mishum Damash Malay Kroy, because the Pasuk is Mashma more this way. Rashi says the pshita, the pashta, the kroch imashma lutfei. Ve'enei neshom de v'chomim. But these people weren't the good people. They didn't listen to v'chomim. Therefore, they didn't want to send it back to him. So therefore, you had to tell him back. But this is the pashta pshan, the posik, that when is there a mitzvah of leisask eved el adonov? Only when the eved runs away from chutzlaretz in Teretz Yisrael. But here, from chutzlaretz to chutzlaretz, havadi have a right to get him back. Mor says, Abaye irkos lei chamra beikusoi. Abaye once lost his chamor, but in the city beikusoi. Sholach lu, so Abaye sent to them, Shadruli, send him back to me, like I know you have him, send back my chamor. Sholach lu, they said back to him, that Sholach simna, send us a simon, we want to know proof that it belongs to you. Sholach lu, so Abaye sent back to them, Tichyura krusayu, his stomach is white. That was my simon. Sholcholei, so the people sent back to Abaye. Ilav de Nachmeni Yat, if it's not that, it wouldn't be for the fact that we know you're Abaye, like you're a Talmid Chacham, you don't lie. Lehevi Mishadan Alein Aloch, we would not send this Chamor back to you with that simin. Because that's not called a good proof. Oto Kuli Chamri Lav Krisayach Yuraninu. All the Chamor, all donkeys are like that their stomachs are white. So that's not called a good simin, in fact, telling me his stomach was white. So the Mishnah, Ein poidin es ha-shvuyin yeser ha-kadei demayin. If a goyim, let's say, capture or kidnap a Jew, so Allah is you're not allowed to pay money for him more than he's worth. Ein poidin es ha-shvuyin yeser ha-kadei demayin mifnei tikkun olam, so tachonim with the rabbon, we'll see in the Gemara why. Because otherwise we're afraid the goyim will see it's a good business to go and keep on kidnapping more people to get more and more money. So the tachonim, you're not allowed to pay ransom money more than it's really worth. V'yein mavrichin es ha-shvuyin. And let's say you know a person that was kidnapped, and you have possible to make him, like to let him be freed, like to let him break jail, you don't help him. V'yein mavrichin es ha-shvuyin. People that are caught, captured by the goyim, we don't let them make a jailbreak. Mifnei tikkun olam, it's also a tikkun olam. Because if the goyim will see the way they went out free, we help them go out free, they'll only make it worse for the rest of the prisoners. Or they'll try and capture more prisoners. So therefore, not to start off with the goyim, we're not supposed to do this. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel loimer, Rav Netakon es ha-shvuyin. It's at the corner for the person that were already captured. In other words, there are other people in jail, so if one person breaks jail, so the goyim now will make it much harder on the other people that are in jail. So the corner for them, you're not allowed to do this. We don't help him become free. Eboil, we have a question like this. Haim if they tikkun olam. That's what the Mishnah says, when there's a ransom money to free a Jew, you can't pay the goyim more than he's really worth. What's the reason? Is the tikkun olam if they mishum duchu de tzipurei? Because if to be the locha, you have to pay as much as they want, so you're going to go around collecting money, kaseida from the people. It's a big tircha for the people to pay so much money. So we don't want to bother the tzibur. That's why you're not supposed to free him if they want so much money. Oidilma, maybe that's not the reason. Oidilma mishum de loy legarvi falaisi tvei. The reason is because we don't want the goyim to see it's a good business, and they'll go and kidnap more people. So that's why we're not allowed to pay ransom more than it's really worth. And the difference, we'll soon see what the difference will be. So Toshima, come in here. The Levi Bar Dargo, Porke Librate, he freed his daughter, but Lei Salfe didn't resolve. He paid 12,000, didn't resolve, much more than she's worth. So you see that he's allowed to free her as much as he wants. So Mabaya, Abaya said back, no. Oman Leimelon, who told you to Barotzi Chachamim of it, that he did according to what the Chachamim would tell him to do. Dilma, maybe Shalei Barotzi Chachamim of it. Maybe he did not listen and he did his own will, not what the Chachamim would want. In other words, this is the difference. If the reason is that we don't want to have put a big expense upon the tzibur, so if you're a rich person and you could take care of it yourself, then there'd be no issa. That's like this Bar Darga here. That he was a rich person, and he paid all this money by himself, then it would be mutter. It's only Yosef, you can't afford it, you're not allowed around, go around collecting the money, collect so much money, that's a tircha de tziburi. But the other pshat is no. The reason why we don't want you to pay so much ransom money is, because we're afraid if the goyim see they get so much money, they'll go and kidnap more people. So then even though you're a rich person, still you're not allowed to pay this much money to ransom your son, your daughter, because we're afraid the goyim will just learn from this to do it more. Simply more than not push the shayla. But then the Mishnah says, we don't help the people that were put in jail, captured, we don't help them go for skip jail. Because Tikkun Olam, Yeshivan Olam, if they take a shivuyin, that the corner for the people that are already in jail. So Moses says, my benayah, what's the difference between the two reasons? Let's say there's only one person in jail right now. So if he would go out free, according to Shimon Gamliel, there'd be no issa, because there's nobody else left in jail right now. Mashaik, and if there are two or three people in jail, and you only help one person go out, break out, so then the goyim will make it much harder on the other two. That's what Shimon Gamliel swore. If they takonis shvuyin, we don't want the people that were already captured to be tortured. But according to Chachamim, the pshat is no, even though there's only one person in jail now, you're not allowed to help him break jail. Because if he breaks jail, the goyim will become angry and just go to get more Jews and make it harder for the Jews. So that's a tikkun olam, not to start up with the shvuyin. Yeah. The other one says, Bante de Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman's daughters, Bochshon Kidrub Yedayim. They were able to put their hands and use it for a ladle. When they were cooking up hot soup, they just put their hands inside the soup and stirred up the soup. So Kashle the Ravilish. Ravilish saw this. So Ravilish first thought that they were big tzaddikis. Like such big nisim happened to them, they must be great people. So Ravilish had a kashle. The apostle says to Kehelis, Ksiv, Odom Nechud Miel of Matzasi. One out of 1,000 men I found to be a tzaddik. But v'yisha b'cholel olay matzasi, I didn't even find one tzaddikis. And here, ro'ika bantet Rav Nachman. I see the daughters of Rav Nachman, they must be big tzaddikis, that they're able to stir up their hot soup with their own hands. So Gemara says, gormalu milsa, it happened, v'yishtabuyin, that the two daughters of Rav Nachman were captured by the goyim. And v'yishtaboy iyo nami badayu, Rav Ilish was also captured by the goyim. So Yom Echad happened one day, have Yosef Gabeyu Gavra. The next to Rav Ilish was sitting a man, to have Yoda Balishna de Sipori. He knew bird language. He was able to hear, understand the birds talking. So also Urva, and Urva, raven came, Vekokorolein, started to chirp, make noise. So Rav Ilish asked this man, my comma, what is the raven talking, saying? Omelis, the man said back, the raven is saying, Ilish Barach, Ilish Barach, Ilish, run away now, run away from jail. So Omar, Ilish said, no, nothing doing. Orvar Shikru, an Arev is somebody that lies. Samela, V'loi Samich Nala, I can't be Samich on him. Therefore, I don't trust him to think that Ganesh is going to happen, I should run away from jail now.
Adoch in the meantime, also yoin. In the meantime, a yoin came. The same thing, Mikokori started to chirp in front of Abilish. So Omalais, Abilish asked the Zokin, my comrade, what is the yoin saying? Omalais, so the man said back to Elish, you should know, the yoin is saying, Elish Barach, Elish Barach. Elish, run away, run away. So now Elish said, Omri said, Knesses Yisrael ki yoina masila. Knesses Yisrael is like a yoina. If so, it must be he's telling the truth. Like the apostle says in Shir Hashirim, ki yoina v'chsev yoinosi tamosi. So Shema min Elish said, Mis rochish l'nisa, that a nes is going to happen. So therefore, he was about to run away from jail. As the Mishnah just says, we don't help them break jail. But if the guy in jail himself has the opportunity to run out of jail, Mustam is not mechuyav to stay in jail. Sir Elish saw that from the Shemayim that Nes is going to happen, so he was ready to run out of jail. So he said like this though, Ezel Echsei Bantad Rav Nachman, let me see the daughters of Rav Nachman, Ikayomim Behim, Nusayu Hadrinu. Let me see if they're still the same tzaddikas that I saw before, then I'll tell them to escape with me also. Omar, so he said like this, Avila said, Nashi, ladies, when do they talk their private talk? Komila di istlu, sidron la dodi beis akise. When they go to the beis akise, they talk their private things there. So he was stood outside the beis akise, and Shaminu de Carmen, he heard the way the two daughters were talking like this. Ade Guvrayin, these goyim here that were captured by, they're our husbands. We like them. For Nadoy Guvrayin, and before we were living in Nadoy, we had husbands there. Leimelu l'shuvayayu, let's tell our captives here, let's tell the goyim here, l'rachinu mehocha, like to take us far away from Nadoy. To l'leisi inshin, that people should not come l'lishmei and hear about us, l'frakinun, and free us. In other words, he saw they weren't tzaddikas of these two daughters. Adarabba, they enjoyed very much living by the goyim, and they wanted to stay by the goyim. So Mela Elish left them there. Kom, he got up. Orak, he ran away. Or Se'iyo v'Yehu Gavra. So Elish and this man sitting next to him both tried to run away from jail. So the day is Chorosh Anisat, Elish and Nes happened, and over B'Mavra was able to go over the river. Chvesa Mavra, a bridge was there. So a ferry was there to take him over. V'Yehu Gavra Ashkechua, but the other man didn't make it. The Kotlu, they killed him. But Akopon of Kihadron, when the village came back home, the Yosun, and he came back home, he said like this, have they called Bokshon Kidra B'Kshofim? Is that that I saw the daughters of Rav Nachman before, I saw the way they were stirring up the hot soup with the hands, it wasn't the pshat because they were big tzaddikuses. They were Raisos Rishoyim. But the pshat was that they did a Maisa Kishuv though. They did as magic, that's how they were able to do it. But not because they were tzaddikus. To me, they left with the posik that v'isha v'cholay elo lematzosi. Mishnah says, v'yein loichim svarim in alad abay svarim asefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzas v'nodik achovim. You can't buy off a guy tefillin u'mezuzas asefer Torah. Yes, rakadei demeyim. More than it's worth. They want to sell to you at a bigger value, you're not going to pay for it. Mifnei,